Welcome back to another episode recap of Dub Life. And before we get started, this episode of Dub Life is brought to you by StudioPod, a full-service podcast production company that helps you create and maintain your podcast. For more information, go to StudioPodSF.com. I know I did. Ooh, El Dorado 15-year rum. That is delicious. You know what that means? That's a Warriors victory. So the Warriors 9-8 come in, get the victory, move to 10-8. And the T-Wolves at 4-12 coming in off one of these weird back-to-back baseball series move to 4-13. Dubs are 8.5 favorites, and they win 123-111. That means if you took the 8.5, you won. Congratulations. I wasn't as enthusiastic coming into this game, knowing that these teams were playing each other on Monday. And you knew this was going to be a little sluggish. You had to know that the Warriors were going to look at a lot of tape. You knew the T-Wolves had to look at a lot of tape. So you thought the game was probably going to start off pretty slow. And sure enough, it did. It was a super slow start. Curry was without a field goal to start the first quarter. Actually, he was 1 of 9 in the first half altogether. Highlights of the first quarter were Wiseman with back-to-back three-point possessions. And Anthony Edwards looking like the number one pick. Still don't understand why he's not starting, but he ended up with 25. He was 9 of 19 from the field. While James Wiseman, 25 points, 9 of 14 from the field, 3 of 3 from the three. That's why this guy is the future of the franchise, and Warriors fans, you need to get excited. I know I got blood flowing in weird, weird places, but I am excited that he is going to be on the Dubs for a long, long time. He is the truth. Love it. So it was really cool seeing those guys have really good games. Edwards had a little bit of flair, had a little bit of a hubris, if you will. But overall, the first quarter was pretty damn slow. Nothing really exciting except for those Wiseman threes, as I mentioned, on back-to-back possessions. In the second quarter, Wolves came out on fire. They were just rolling. Edwards had the confidence going. He hit shots on back-to-back possessions. The highlight, though, was Oubre having 16 points in the second quarter alone. He did get crushed on that layup by Ed Davis. I do love Ed Davis. I've always wanted him on the Warriors. He is a perfect Warriors fit. That foul was pretty bogus. He definitely got him with the elbow in the head as he's going up for a layup. And then on the next possession after that flagrant, Oubre is getting picked on by Lehman, where he just straight up shoved him. Let's just talk about the trade rumors with Oubre real quick. It had to bother him a little bit. He's too much of an emotional player to understand the significance of being traded, especially 17 games, 18 games into the season. I understand why the Warriors want to do that trade. We'll touch on a little bit later, but let's continue on with the recap of this game. In the second quarter, Wiseman got his third three. He was 3 for 3 overall. Awesome. Does it bother Draymond that Wiseman at 19 years old is already a better three-point shooter than him at 7-1? At the end of the half, it was 58-51 Dubs, even with a questionable second quarter, even with Curry of 1 of 9 from the field. Curry ended up with 16 points, 4 of 11 from three-pointer, 6 of 17 from the field, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 turnovers. The turnovers were really gross today, guys. Real bad. 21 turnovers for the Dubs, 17 for the T-Wolves. Points off turnovers were exactly the same. That was the name of the game. It was just an ugly game all the way around. You knew there were going to be some adjustments. It didn't help that one of the refs pulled a hammy. Didn't know that could happen. So there's only two refs. One of them was Scott Foster. Ooh, that rum is so tasty on back-to-back wins. Going into the third quarter, Oubre got his early fourth foul. And you wanted to see if he could get a game high or if he can get a season high. 16 in the second quarter, by the way, was his career high in any quarter, which is amazing. He got that fourth foul. He was benched for the entirety pretty much of that third quarter. Looney was all over the action in the third quarter. He had a couple great passes. One was to Draymond. One was an offensive rebound that he fought that he handed over to Wiggins, where Wiggins then went up and had a nice two-footed slam over Naz Reid, which, by the way, you're going to hear me say this time and time again. So whenever I bring up Wiggins, just know this is happening. He is a very talented player. He was the number one pick for a reason. But God damn, he needs to be more aggressive on those layups that should be dunks. There was a play earlier in the first quarter where he went up and he double clutched and he made the layup, but against Naz Reid. But it's like he could easily go up and palm the ball with his long arms and his high vertical leap and just dunk on him. Exactly what Oubre does. And Oubre actually did that two possessions later in the same situation where he just went up and just jammed it. If there's a little bit of Oubre inside of Wiggins, I think we'd have a very, very different player. I don't think he's ever going to change, which is frustrating as hell because he's super athletic. You just want him to be super like aggressive and just like go up and against anybody because of his athleticism. Very frustrating. He still had a decent game. Overall, he had a very quiet 19. He was 0-3 from three-pointers. That may be why. Three rebounds, one assist. That's probably why he wasn't involved in a lot of the action. He played 30 minutes. There was a massive run in the third quarter. It was looking dicey there for a bit after the Oubre fourth personal foul. Wiseman had a block and a dunk on back-to-back possessions. That dunk was absolutely nasty in the third quarter, if you remember it. Curry got a little hot. Oh, man, poor McSpaniels. Yes, his name is McDaniels, but I think he deserves the name McSpaniels. Curry had that three in the corner where he turned around, his trademark shot. Actually, Gilbert Arenas was one of the first to do that, by the way. He was a Warrior. Too bad we couldn't sign him. Strip clubs in the Bay Area would be very happy if he was still with the Warriors. And then that, of course, iconic situation where Steph is dribbling between his legs, waits for the hesitation, sees McSpaniel slip. He takes a step back, drains a three. Unbelievable third quarter for Curry. Again, he ended up with 16 points. Fourth quarter, T-Wolves made a little bit of the run. You saw Edwards get a little bit of spiciness. I do like Edwards. There are times where he gets lost on defense. I really want to watch more of their games because I still don't understand why he doesn't start. I feel like if you're going to waste if you're going to use the number one pick on someone of his skill caliber, you need to play him, especially if your two best players, Cat and D'Lo, are not playing. Doesn't make any sense to me. I get they want to ramp him up, but today he played 32 minutes, most on the team. He needs to be starting in these games. Absolutely. He needs to get used to it. He may start the next game. We'll see. Overall, though, he is a very talented player. I do fear that he is going to be more of an offensively driven player versus defensively. He got lost on a lot of different possessions, especially when his guy was in the quarter. He got caught ball watching. It led to easy dunks. It led to easy layups. I counted two or three different possessions in the second half alone where that happened, especially in the third quarter where the Warriors made their run. Overall, in the fourth quarter, again, the T-Wolves had a nice little run there. I don't think it was anything to write home about. I think the game was pretty much over. The broadcast, as they do, try to make it more compelling. So you as the viewer, don't leave the broadcast. But again, 123-111, Timberwolves take the hard L. Pascal was kind of quiet today. Surprising. I think we need to also, as fans, need to quiet down on the sixth man of the year talk. He is very good, but let's just chill out on that for a bit. Draymond, quiet game, but he was plus 30, highest on the Warriors. Plus 30 meaning the plus-minus differential of when he was in the game, how the Warriors did. 6 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. Didn't take a three, didn't take a free throw, 6 shots overall. All right, let's talk about the Oubre situation with the trade really quick. I understand why the Warriors are shopping him. We are now 18 games into a 72-game season. He's on a one-year deal, and they need to start preparing for a situation without him with Klay coming back. They cannot afford him, especially with the way that Wiggins is playing. I felt like coming into the season, it was going to be a Wiggins or Oubre situation. Whoever played better would ultimately be on the Warriors long term. We always knew because of Wiggins' contract, next year he's owed $31 million. He has one or two years after that owed to him, that it was going to be much harder to trade him. I believe that the Warriors front office is pumping Wiggins up so that he can have more confidence as he plays and will continue to feel a part of this team overall, so that when Klay comes back, the Warriors are going to be set for a title run with Wiseman at the center, Curry, Draymond, Clay, and Wiggins as their starting five. That's a pretty good starting five. I would say one of the best in the West for sure. All remains to be seen on how Clay recovers from both that ACL and the Achilles. The idea of giving Wiggins confidence, making him feel like, hey, we're not going to trade you, don't read into these rumors, will ultimately bring in a confidence within him that will hopefully see results on the court. And then, of course, unless there's someone like, let's say, Washington, who comes out of nowhere and says, hey, we need to get rid of Beal, he's unhappy, give us one of your picks next year, give us the T-Wolves pick, give us Wiggins, and we'll give you Beal. If Washington makes that call, the Warriors say yes in about a half of a second. And then they end up keeping Oubre. Now, I also understand why they want to get rid of Oubre for someone, let's say Lonzo Ball, which is a rumor that's been going around. Their contracts match up. It would be a one-for-one trade. Even if it's an expiring contract with Lonzo, which it is, which means he'll be a free agent after this year, Lonzo is a good fit because he is another playmaker to go along with Steph and Draymond. I don't think that whoever they trade for will ultimately be on the Warriors next year because the cap does not allow for it. They are already way over the cap as it is. Oubre will eventually get traded. I'm saying it right here. It is January 27th. Oubre will not end the season on the Warriors unless somehow they become massive contenders, which I don't expect them to be. All right, so today's swag award. Oh, actually, before we get started, we got to do a Lumberg twin update. So Lumberg twin number one, Damian Lee, got a lot of garbage time. So you got to give him credit in his garbage time. He had 17 points, 4 or 5 from three-pointer, 5 or 6 from the free throw line. Jordan Poole, 1 minute, 0 points, 1 three-pointer attempt. Shout out to Lumberg twin number one, Damian Lee. He did put up 17 points, which was the fifth highest on the team for today. A lot of that was garbage time. All right, I'm going to say something actually right now. For those that don't know, Damian Lee is married to Steph Curry's sister. We all know that. A lot of you may not know is that they also share the same agent. I refuse to believe that that had nothing to do with him getting a 2-year deal. I'm sure he's earning playing time. I'm sure he's busting ass in practice. I'm sure he's a good teammate. I don't know a lot of whole other teams in the NBA that he'll be playing for at the end of this 2-year deal, other than the Warriors. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Call it nepotism if you want, but I'm sure good old Steph Curry at some point or his agent is like, hey, can you do us a solid and sign Damian Lee here? Let's keep their families together. They're a big family-oriented group there. Just saying. All right, this swag award, the Todd Fuller Swag Award. Okay, so who is Todd Fuller? Well, Todd Fuller was a center from NC State that was drafted in 1996 with the 11th overall pick by your Golden State Warriors. So why does that 1996 draft sound familiar? Oh, that's right. Kobe Bryant was drafted 13th overall. That's right. Todd Fuller, you don't know who he is? Oh, I'll tell you a little bit more about him in just a second, was drafted 11th overall, 2 before Kobe Bryant. RIP Kobe. Todd Fuller, here's some stats. He played, he was drafted at 22, that's great. He was drafted in 96-97, played 2 years with the Warriors, 1 year with Utah, 1 year with Charlotte, and 1 year with Miami. He played 5 years in the NBA. And his 2 seasons with the Dubs, he averaged 4 points, 0.3 blocks, he was a 7-foot center, 0.7 turnovers, 1.8 fouls, 3 rebounds, 0.3 assists. You guys ready for this? Field goal percentage? 422 as a center. He started 18 games. 18 games in his rookie year, 19 overall in his career. That means James Wiseman this year has almost started as many games as Todd Fuller did in his entire Golden State career. The good news, though, that back in North Carolina, he does have a mathematics foundation and a competition every year. So for those big math people out there, just think about that. Again, Todd Fuller was drafted over Kobe Bryant. And you wonder why we as traditional, old school Dub fans appreciate the winning and are a little bit aggressive sometimes when we have a team with Durant, Clay, Draymond, and Steph. Oh, by the way, I just want to point this out. People don't know this. Look it up. This is a fact. Because, of course, the Timberwolves in last game we talked about how they drafted Johnny Flynn, how they drafted Ricky Rubio. Steph and his dad and their agent and their group, their entourage, their posse, whatever you want to call it, told the Warriors not to draft them. That's a fact. People don't want to bring it up because it worked out so well, but they absolutely said do not draft them. And the Warriors called their bluff. They said, bullshit, we're going to draft you anyways. If you don't show, you don't show. It worked out. The rest is history, but that is a fact. Warriors didn't. Steph did not want to come to the Warriors. He did not want to come to the Bay Area. That's how bad of an organization it was. Well, I say it worked out. All right, everybody. Cheers to you. El Dorado, 15-year rum. Ooh, it is tasty. Go Dubs.